Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful week. I'm so grateful to get on and speak with you. You know what I love so much about getting on here is that I'm not only sharing a part of my spiritual growth, but I'm learning to get to know myself a little bit better through the spirit, and I'm learning to get to know like how I want to progress and grow in this lifetime. And it's seriously life-changing work. I love coming each week, each day that I write everything down. I seriously have a passion for it. Even when I'm dead tired, I get on and I share just a little experience. And I know that you guys all have them as well. I hope that you guys can share them with me as well. Please get on, comment, send me a message, an email, and please do not forget to subscribe and leave me a review. That really helps so that I can get the word out there. But I just really love sharing this message because I can feel Heavenly Father's hand in all of this, and I just feel really connected with the Spirit. So today's topic is called A Spiritual Way to Get to Know Yourself. I loved this experience, and I hope it resonates with all of yous. It's early in the morning over here, I promise. I'm just trying to start my day off right by getting on with my podcast. But I wanted to share that with this topic. At times, I can make the outside tasks and mom quote-unquote criteria, take over my thoughts rather than trying to get inside my thoughts and understand myself. And I'm going to be honest, I have been feeling a little foggy or fuzzy in not only my thoughts but my chest for a few days. I feel like I'm trying to run a little faster than I can bear right now. So I'm wanting to homeschool. I'm wanting to be an amazing wife, mother, friend. I want to keep up on my daily tasks by cleaning, making meals. I want to write. I want to do my podcast and other tasks that I have and build up this podcast for you guys. And I really want to make sure all of that, all those to-dos, all of that focus is really focused on Jesus Christ. And all of these things I'm trying to do are admirable to me. So I want to do the best I can with each of them. However, after reflecting on a particular day, I noticed I was just going through the motions of them rather than trying to be present. Sometimes we fall in that trap, and that's totally okay. But it's really important to try and be present with yourself. It was an experience where we were getting ready for bed, and I was focused on all the nightly things we needed to do. We needed to have scripture and prayer. We needed to do Come Follow Me. I needed to read some books. I just love to read books at nighttime with my kids. I love to fill their imagination right before they fall asleep. We need to brush our teeth. We need to get showers done. We needed cuddle time, singing time, prayer. Those things are really important for us at night. And my kids were just in their room running around and playing with a drone, all while I was trying to take care of what we do at night. And when I walked in, I just stopped, and I really wanted to say, that's enough. Let's go get in the shower. Let's do come follow me. Let's read our scriptures. Yada, yada, yada. I really wanted to say that, but I was like halted right when I walked in the door. I just saw so much wonder and excitement on their faces. They were so amused by this drone. And instead of just continuing our bedtime routine, I just sat down on the floor and watched them in their beautiful childlike state. It was just so fascinating for me. And I started to think about how much they enjoy all of the little things and all the wonders around them. They're not focused on a list. They're just amused by what is happening right now. And while watching them, I reflected on how I want to be more present. And I hope that I can hunger for curiosity and see that good all around me like my kids. So I've been just so focused on trying to fill, you know, our daily agenda that it can overwhelm my thoughts. And I kept this process going. And so while I was sitting there, I felt a spiritual prompting to just pray or just have an intimate conversation with myself, get to know myself in that moment. And I wanted on the floor in my kids' room while they're running around playing, having a wonderful time. I mean, it wasn't great timing, it wasn't in the perfect location, but it worked. So during this prayer and conversation I had, I would ask Bree, what are you really wanting each day? And how do you want to show up? And are you enjoying what you do day to day? And all these emotions and all these questions. And while I was answering them, what I had in mind helped me really just become one and connect with that present moment. I was able to connect with my spirit on really why I do the list, why, or quote unquote list, why do I fill my agenda? Why do I want to accomplish all my goals? Why do I want to have all of these things or just admirable ways of living? And while I was sifting through them and having that intimate conversation with myself involved with prayer and inviting the spirit, I really felt like it was a reset to my brain. I was connecting with myself. I was trying to love me in that moment and not love that list or all the things I need to get done. Love myself and love what I was witnessing with my children. And I was able to refocus on me in that playtime, maybe at the wrong time, bedtime, maybe not, I don't know, in my kids' bedroom. And after my prayer and my conversation with myself, I just turned my eyes to my daughter and I just focused on her for a moment. I didn't want to get up still. I just wanted to keep watching them. And I focused on her because she really wanted to impress us with on the way she could use the drone. This is her brother's drone, and she's watched him play with it so many times. And she really wanted to impress us by showing us how to turn it on, how to navigate it, how to move it around. And she just lit up when she was playing with it. She was so curious and she was so eager to keep it in the air. And I just marveled. I just marveled at her excitement. And I felt such a deep love and connection for her being her in that moment and the way she learned and the way she played with a toy. And I know that more because of the connection and conversation I had with myself just a few moments earlier. And I was able to show up the way I wanted to with my daughter. I was able to love her a little bit more, connect with her a little bit more by just watching her And then I expressed it to her. I just shared with her how much I love her and how much I love her curiosity and who she's becoming. And I just was able to continue to watch both of their excitement and their discovering brains. And it was not just the way both of them were playing. It was just the way they were trying to be who they were that I just loved it. And I remembered, you know, how, you know, that little wonderful thought where we want to be more present and we sometimes aren't, and that's okay. But for me in that moment, I was able to sit down and just invite the spirit in my heart and have a good conversation with myself so that I could be a little bit more present. And I knew I needed that reset for my brain. And I knew I needed to just be okay with not everything getting done the way it's supposed to. Because you know what? I think it was supposed to happen that way. It was helping me get to know myself a little bit more and how I want to show up and get to know how I want to show up around my children and watch how they show up. And so I want to go forward focusing on what is happening in the now. I know that that's a skill. We have to try and continue to work on how we can focus on the now, because sometimes we get pulled in each direction and we want to focus on a goal. But when we focus on the now and how we can build ourselves up, I promise it's going to take you a little closer to where you want to go. And I came up with questions for myself, like, how am I feeling in this moment? Or what are my thoughts? Or is there anything I can do to progress in this moment? And because of those questions, I feel like I know that I can be a little more intimate and graceful with myself. I can invite the spirit. I can correct a little thing a little bit better, or try and be a little bit better. And it's amazing how having an intimate relationship with yourself, you desire to grow more and have a stronger sense of confidence and love. That love will not, when you're having those intimate conversations with yourself or getting to know yourself or loving who you're becoming, it not only emulates within you and brings that brightness in you, it shows to others. And for me, it's a big spiritual reboot. It's a reboot for my thoughts and my body. And I was, because of that conversation, I was able to invite the spirit into my thoughts. And I know that when I'm asking myself these questions on how am I feeling, what are my thoughts, and what I can do to progress, it's inviting spirit into conversations in my thoughts and then to conversations I have with others. And I want to think better and invite loving thoughts from the Holy Ghost to keep my thoughts high. Excuse me. I believe we really are all trying to do it all, right? Quote unquote, all, fill our agenda, accomplish goals. And those are amazing. And I want you to think otherwise, because those are so admirable for you. And we are all trying to do our best. But I know that when we take the time to have compassion, get to know ourselves, love ourselves, we are able to grow and thrive more in our words and on our actions. And giving your all to yourself helps give you more of your all to others. This was just a beautiful moment for me, and it really connected me with myself. I hope that you guys are able to do that for yourself, and have a wonderful week. I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.